Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, Bob Kudla. Bob is the creator and owner of Trade Genius Academy. That is TradeGeniusAcademy.com. And I am very happy to have Bob back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Bob, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here once again. And I mean, we can see a lot of things happening around the world right now. And we're starting to see the conflict between Iran and Israel. It looks like it's escalating. And we had Iran attack Israel. Israel retaliated against Iran. And now this might push up fuel prices. I mean, we're seeing fuel prices move up. Do you think this is really going to make them really go much, much higher?
You know, I may surprise people by saying I don't think it will. So the at least not from the Middle East standpoint, short term. So, you know, Israel killed that Iranian general. Iran pride was such that they did a retaliatory strike on Israel for the first time. But Israel's reaction to that was very interesting. They went ahead and basically took out the Iranian air defense systems, basically making the Iranian military installations very vulnerable to a massive attack. Basically, Israel just sent a message to Iran. Iran said message was received, and they went through Russia and basically said, I think we're going to go back to fighting you the old way. So I think that part is off to the side for the moment. What will move fuel prices higher, especially gasoline prices, is that our pipelines are full, Dave. We're operating close to 90% capacity to move fuel through our domestic pipelines. So it doesn't matter if Biden releases more oil from the SPR, it just can't get absorbed in the system fast enough. And that's raising gasoline prices. And we think, for at least in the short term, it's going to put pressure on gasoline. Oil prices are going to fluctuate. But here's what you'll watch out for. If oil breaks over $88 as for the futures contract, then pay attention for a move up to over 100. If not, I think it's going to bounce in this $75 to $88 range. We're coming into summer, and usually summer is a weak period for oil. So I think when our next move to watch oil prices move much higher is in the fall. But in the summertime, gasoline prices are going to maintain their lift, and it's going to put pressure on retail inflation. So I hope that I made sense there telling you that.
Yeah, so let me just rephrase the question. Do you think Biden will blame the fuel prices moving up on Israel and Iran?
Yes, he will. They'll use every excuse other than it's his own stupidity.
So do you think he will release the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to bring down the fuel prices, or does he know already that this is not going to work?
Yeah, I think he may. They may try to jawbone it down, but everybody and their brother knows that it just can't get into the system, so it doesn't really matter. We're kind of like, I don't know. I worked at as a short order cook, and once the grill is full, you can't go any faster, and that's kind of where we are now. So oil prices will come down as we go into recession, but the only way it's going to go, no more supply is going to help the market. So you just can't. It's like pushing on a string at this point.
So, do you think we're going to see inflation continually move up at this point?
We are. It's kind of embedded right now.
And you don't think the Fed or Biden or anyone else, you don't think they can control this? You think it's completely out of their hands?
It's out of their hands now. In fact, Janet Yellen is going to double down on spending. So they think their view is that higher spending is going to benefit the people that will vote for them more than trying to control inflation for the long-term benefit of the economic prosperity of all Americans.
You think a lot of countries like Germany and many others, you think they're already in a recession and moving forward to maybe even a depression?
Yeah, I mean, there's some really worrying signs out there. Europe's in deep weeds, and then I have clients that are in Asia, and they're basically saying, Korea's having a rough go of it. Japan is getting a dose of inflation, and the wages aren't keeping up there. So, and China, as far as I'm concerned, China is in a recession. When they're reporting 4 and 5% GDP growth, remember, inflation is a construct. So if your money supply is outpacing your economic GDP, you're in a recession. And China is in a recession right now. Janet Yellen was out there telling the Chinese to stop dumping onto the markets, all these goods and services. So I would expect to start seeing, tariffs start showing up on some of this stuff. It's kind of mind-boggling to me because you'd think the administration would want to have goods deflation, right, to help their inflation number to get interest rates lower, but they're not doing that. They're doing everything but that. So it's kind of a weird phenomenon right now. They seem to not mind what's happening with inflation, probably primarily because they're getting a lot of benefit from inflation in terms of tax receipts, and also, look like they're doing something for the people by spending money.
So with everything that's happening right now, we've seen gold, it hit like 2,400 or so, and Bitcoin, that has gone up. It's come down a little bit, and we have the Bitcoin halving right now. So what do you think is next with Bitcoin, with the halving? Because a lot of people are out there saying, oh, it's going to be halved, it's going to be now, it's going to go back down, it's going to be worthless. So what do you see happening right now?
Yeah, well, that's a pretty naive point of view on their part. They don't understand what the halving means. It just means that there's even less production coming out, so there's less supply and demand remaining robust. So our view is specific. I'll give you over the next, 60 days here. So we're probably in a short-term chop on Bitcoin. If it breaks 73,000, then it's going to race to our targets anywhere between 115,000 all the way up to 250,000.
Holy crap.
If it drops down, we have really strong support at 60K. It was tested last week successfully. And then if it does a peekaboo or a scared of children move, 55K would probably be the low for the cycle. And that would be in a position to launch it up into the six-figure area.
And what about gold? Where do you see gold? I mean, it's at 2,400. I mean, we see, you know, people are feeling the inflation. They're realizing like, hey, you know something? My dollar's not going the way as far as it used to. I could see it. I feel it. And gold is moving up. Actually, a lot of people are purchasing gold at Costco. So do people, are they starting to understand like what's happening right now?
Yeah, you know, things don't matter to people till they matter to people. And this inflation now that's been pretty persistent here over the year is starting to creep into people's consciousness again. So we think gold and Bitcoin are going to move together, Dave. When I say gold, I mean gold, silver, platinum, palladium. I think they're all going to move in sympathy with Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin is more emotional, so it will probably lead those moves. And it'll accelerate higher the minute you know, they start doing QE, not necessarily reduction in interest rates, but do QE again, where the Fed starts adding to their balance sheet, then you're going to see all those hard money assets will take off. So right now, 2,500 was our measured move for gold. We essentially hit it at 2,450. So the next area of interest to us would be around 2,900. I think silver got to 30. So our next area above that measured move for us would be in the high 40s. So we think the bid's there. Now, remember, these are going to be really choppy here because the last thing the Fed wants to have happen is for people to embrace alternative currencies other than the dollar. So you're going to look for some games there. That's why they can't lower interest rates, Dave. If they lower interest rates, all these assets are going to go sky high and they're going to compete with the dollar and the dollar is going to really struggle.
Well, aren't they going to still have a very difficult time? Because as people continually feel the inflation pressure, just like people have been feeling it right now, the people aren't stupid. They realize something's wrong. They know like, okay, I'm going to the store. I can't pay my bills. My insurance bill's going way up, which really means everything is just the dollar is devaluing like crazy. The people, I know the Fed doesn't want people to go to alternative currencies, but I don't know if they can control that at this point. I think people are just going to continue to do it.
Yeah. Well, look, they're going to be, they have their hands over their eyes. They know exactly what's happening. They just don't want to give fuel to the fire, right? So they're going to pretend and pretend and pretend. But at some point, they may just force a recession, Dave, okay, to try to wring the inflation out. So Powell, you know, he's not in a position to lower interest rates. So, you know, what I think the game's going to be is they're going to maintain high interest rates and buy back the balance sheet so that they can control the longer end of the curve, right? So if you leave the short rate at, 4 and 5%, people are going to hide their money in there. Janet Yellen will sell all day long. You know, Treasury's there, and then if they control the upper end of the curve of like the 10-year and the 30-year by buying back on the balance sheet, I think you're going to see that. So one thing that people need to understand, once the Fed is forced to reduce interest rates, you always get a recession. In fact, we're at a point now where the yield curve inversion is going over 500 days, Dave. Only two other times in history have we done this, and actually three other times, and every time the market is corrected over 50%, and one of those times was 1929, okay, so which was an 88% correction. We are primed, and they're scared to death because once they do that, lower interest rates, every investment manager and their brother is going to move wholesale from equities into the bond market, and it's just going to collapse the stock market. Now, in and of itself, you know, it probably, you know, not that big of a deal initially, but what it forces people to do that are in charge of those companies, they retrench. So it becomes a vicious cycle. And then people get scared, and then basically you have an economic contraction. And I think we're heading there. There's no way in the world we can avoid it at this point. It's just how long they can keep throwing money at the problem till it doesn't matter anymore and we're going to roll over. So we look at this thing called a volatility curve, and it's basically saying now, next 6 weeks, we'll probably get a rally. Summertime will be choppy, but this volatility curve is telling us that be really careful in August and September, because we may be pushed into a pretty big market correction before the election. And, obviously that's not what Biden wants, but he may not be able to avoid it. Investors are already hedging their portfolios in September and October. So it could be a really, really rough fall, and it's going to be really kind of scary. So that's kind of how we're looking at things. We're positioning things, but overall we're doing really well. The market's doing pretty much what we expect it, and we're making good trades.
Yeah. So for those people who want to get through this, volatility part of this year, do you have any specials? Do you have anything going on where people can listen to your advice and make moves that will help them?
Yeah. So just go to tradelikeagenius.com. We put together 7 bundles for people to use. They're pre-discounted, already 65% off. So you could trade stock with us, crypto with us. I'll make a mention too, at crypto, there's a lot of options now to trading crypto in the stock market too. And we follow all those things. Coinbase is a proxy, MicroStrategy is a proxy. The Bitcoin miners are blowing up today. Dave, we're talking Monday morning here. I think the Bitcoin miners are going to have a nice run here after the halving. And so there's a lot of ways in which you can leverage. And we put trades out on those all the time. So we can really help you leverage the Bitcoin move by using those proxies, if you will. And then we have trades if you want to be in our VIP room, talking like you and I are talking. We talk options, we talk futures. So a lot of ways in which to trade with us. Our price that we charge for the service, as you know, is nothing compared to what people get out of it. And I encourage you to check us out and to join us. We record every trade we recommend so that you can see how well the system works. And then we post those on our webpage dynamically.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video to make it a lot easier for people to go right over. I just want to go back where you said, we're heading towards market volatility and the Fed. Do you think, because right now we're in an election year, talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes 2 clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsers, housing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22vpn. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22vpn. And I know the Fed says they're not political, but James O'Keefe from OMG, you know, went undercover, interviewed someone, and it turns out, yeah, the Fed is political. So I don't. Do you think that they will do everything they possibly can to try to help Biden even make one rate cut just to make it look like his policies are working?
You know, a rate cut is an admission of defeat. So they're going to try to avoid it at all costs. So there's a lot of speculation there'll be one in May. And obviously I have no insight, so they very well can do that. I just think they know from historical perspective is once they start the rate cut cycle, they start an economic – I mean they start a stock market correction of biblical proportions. So I think they're going to try to avoid that at all costs. If they don't do May, they won't do anything till September. And I think that's why all those traders are bidding out volatility into September and October. And so that's my view on it. But yeah, I agree with you. They absolutely are political. Look, who do you want as your president? Somebody who totally embraces the idea of fake money and opaque transactions, or somebody's going to go in there and blow up their gold mine? So you know they're in self preservation mode. So then there's no way they're going to support President Trump. They're going to try to keep the insiders game going here as long as possible.
Do you think that we'll see any type of market correction before the elections? And when I say this, I mean like maybe in the summer. Will it be like a dead cat bounce? Like all of a sudden the market will come down, it'll go back up. But the main crash, I'm personally, and I think this is what you just said, it will most likely be around the fall time span. So is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, and look, there's historical precedent for that. So you usually get market corrections in the spring and the fall, Dave. Mm-hmm. So usually it's in March, but this year came in April. But now there's a lot of good guys hitting the market in terms of liquidity for now into June. So we're probably looking for a 6-week potential rally. You know, obviously news aside, I think the summer will be kind of choppy. August has potential to have these nasty, corrections that you say and bounce back like a dead cat. But I think the big move is going to happen in the fall. And for sure, if they are able to keep the Jenga tower intact to the election, after the election, there's no incentive for either party for the stock market to remain elevated. And you're going to probably see a massive correction going into 2025 and an economic contraction too.
So when you say correction, are you talking about 5,000 points, 8,000 points, or do you think it's going to be much larger or smaller than that?
I'm talking bear market potential.
Really?
20% moves down. And then it going for the next 18 months to an overall correction of 45 to 50% all through 2025.
So basically the world at this point, to me, when this happens, this is like a signal like, yeah, we're in a recession, depression. I think that's like the last thing that people start to realize there's major, major problems. So is this going to be worldwide?
For sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every other country is already suffering. Look, our dollar being so strong is starting to blow people up all around the world. So we're flexing right now. And so you're going to see a break over in the foreign, in foreign currency markets. And then that's when it's going to force the Fed into to taking some pressure off the dollar. And then I think that when the dollar falls, our markets fall. So, so it's a really interesting. Somebody said to me the other day, somebody that I've been trading with a long time, said, Bob, go to cash after the election and then take a 1-year cruise because 2025 is going to be brutal.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, okay, sounds good to me.
So
as long as I don't cruise into a Scud missile.
That is true. So is this going to be like 2008, 2009 when all of a sudden we saw like massive layoffs, we saw companies going under? Are we going to experience pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, look, you know what's happening? It's really interesting that nobody's talking about it, but commercial real estate is, you're starting to see properties going on the market 90% discount. 90% discount. That's insane. And so, you know, I think, and then what's happening with the lawsuit with the realtors. So I think real estate is an asset that's not going to be in play. There's going to be a lot of layoffs in that area. You're already seeing, I get WARN notices. You know, I have it on my Twitter slash X feed. And every day you're just seeing layoff after layoff after layoff after layoff. And once these stock prices start to settle on these companies, they're going to have every incentive in the world to pare back people and start investing more into you know AI or work from home. And I'll give you another example. We have customers that work for big corporations that are they're basically walking. They're not renewing their leases. They're walking away, and they're telling the people work from home. Okay, so what happens there is in some of these areas where we have high concentration of office spaces, those are all going to be depressionary kind of employment because all the people that support those zones are going to get devastated. Those businesses are all going to go out. And who's going to affect the most is not so much the banks, but the pension funds, the insurance funds, and the hedge funds that invested heavily in these REITs. That, you know, people are going to be gated. There's going to be people that have real estate funds that you may not get your money out for 4 or 5 years or massive haircuts on your investment. And so, you know, you're probably already too late if you're trying to get your money out now. I mean, it's that dire in some of these these funds. So real estate, everybody keeps talking about real estate, makes me pull my hair out. Demographically, who's going to buy your house, Dave? Who's going to buy my house at these current prices? Not my kids, not your kids. You know, so you know, where are they going to come from? Are we going to import a lot of rich people from other parts of the world? You know, maybe that's the plan, but that's out of the game right now. The bond market, you know, you can literally get a 90-day treasury yield and you're outperforming any real estate fund that's ever existed, and you're outperforming all the dividend yield funds out there. So why take the risk? You know, if they're going to keep these interest rates elevated like that, you can just shift your whole portfolio into short-term bonds and walk away. Literally walk away for 6 months to a year. And that means there'd be no investments, you know, no lending money. Banks aren't lending money anymore. They're taking their money and they're moving it over to the Fed and the treasuries right now. Just what Janet Yellen wants. Janet Yellen wants to be the only person that has credit quality, and they want to be able to get as many people into the bond fund as possible, you know, their bonds and fund government activity. And equity markets are going to suffer for that, and they don't care if it causes economic despair short term, as long as they don't get blamed for it.
So with all this happening around the election time, I'm sure this is going to benefit Trump immensely.
I would think so.
So actually, this would allow him to do quite a bit because if the country is in a disastrous state, for him to remove I mean, he's been talking about drilling, removing regulations. I think the people would be with him on all of this, and I think he would be able to get all this done to try to get
Yeah,
the country
I
back on its
totally
feet.
agree. It's mind-boggling what the Biden administration they're doing. Usually, Democrats are pretty adept at playing the politics games. Maybe things are so bad that this is the best they can do. But I totally agree with you. This is Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan 2.0, right? So the people are feeling it. They're feeling the malaise right now, you know, as they called it. And Biden's out there complaining about companies not lowering prices. Jimmy Carter did the same thing. When a president sounds helpless, you know, he's toast. So as long as we have free and fair, you know, I think Trump rips it. Now, the other thing too is I guess he went up to Harlem. He was like a rock star, right? In an area that you would not expect him to be well received. And I think that's why they're so desperate to try to hang a crime on this guy, because they know this train is moving down the tracks hard. And the people who normally would be reticent to support Trump are the ones that go out and do all the purchasing for the family, and they're probably doing a Ben Franklin on this right now. Hey, I may not like the guy, but this other guy is going to kill me. And I think I think that's probably going to be the calculation going into the election. You got to remember, this inflation that we're having now is kind of insidious. It's all the things that you need to have to live is moving up well above the inflation rate that they're announcing. And all the things you don't care about are going to be going on fire sale. So it's going to make it look like the inflation number is not bad on balance, but you're not going to be buying those things that are on sale because you're going to be spending all your money trying to pay your car insurance or get your car repaired, right? Or to feed your family. And rents aren't coming down either. So I just think it's a perfect storm for Trump to be able to walk in this thing. And it looks like he's doing a pretty good campaign. He's not over the top. And I think he has a lot of sympathy right now.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, if people want to join up to your trading system, where should they go?
Yeah, tradelikeagenius.com or tradegenius.co or tradegeniusacademy.com. You can find us any of those places. Select one of the bundles. I think you'll like what we do, and it's a really great environment with really good people, and we all kind of are rowing the same way, you know, in terms of helping people navigate this market and this economic crisis that's coming.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Bob, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
Thank you. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualified IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/X22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/X22 VPN.